Hello everyone and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or any of the other attractions in Central Florida, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to try any of the DVC resorts for really, really good prices, staying at the Boardwalk, Old Key West, Poly, Grand Floridian, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for anything in the Central Florida area, contact our friends at Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, if you need to book a trip anywhere in the world, and especially Walt Disney World, contact me at American Tourist Travel, and we will help you out with all your travel needs. So that's it, guys. We're going to hop on the train and head on over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this very special episode of the Main Street Podcast. Me and John pull our stools up at the Oasis Bar, and we actually get to drink live together. So I want to thank you for joining us again. I would like to thank George McNeely from the Wyndham, the beautiful Wyndham Resort at Lake Buena Vista, right across from Disney Springs. I mean, George set us up with a beautiful room. Our stay was lovely. Everybody working at the hotel was great. Again, the pool bar, we went down and had some wonderful fish tacos during the week, and I had some great chicken wings. Our buddy Jim Tucker told us to go over and get, so we did eat at the bar. We drank at the bar. The pool is absolutely beautiful, and we had a very special stay there, and I'm hoping to stay there again. So I hope you guys enjoy this little special episode, and I want to thank the Wyndham Resort again. The rooms were clean. The rooms were spotless. I mean, we went in, my wife, she's a stickler, and we didn't find a single thing out of place. So again, I'd like to thank George McNeely and the wonderful staff of the Wyndham, and Jay Leonard, the general manager, for allowing us to stay with them this past week at Walt Disney World. And I'd recommend anybody to have a wonderful stay there. So thank you, and on with the episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined here on vacation at the beautiful Wyndham by John, and he can pull up a stool.
Hey, look at this. We actually have drinks in front of us.
And exactly, for the first time in forever, right?
I think so. Actually, at a bar.
At a bar. At the pool bar, the Oasis Bar here at the Wyndham. So how is Old Key West?
Oh, it's beautiful. The one bedroom is incredible, actually. It's probably three times the size of the studio we stayed in out there. And I think that's going to be our goal from now on, is just to save our points up once a year, come out here for 7 nights and stay at Old Key West in the one bedroom. That's the best value for the...
Absolutely. I mean, it's the biggest resort.
Yeah.
And it's the most underrated resort. You posted it. And I've said it for years. My buddy Scott, who... how you met the show from was, you know, listening to us, that's his favorite resort.
Yeah.
The wife likes all the ones, but...
No, I like it a lot. I mean, obviously, and being a Floridian, it has a special place in my heart, so, yeah, and they got comp fritters, so, you know, it's all good.
And Olivia's is good. You're going there for breakfast tomorrow?
Yeah, heading there for breakfast. We were debating on dinner, but I don't think we're going to make it dinner. I don't know, maybe after Epcot, maybe after the Magic Kingdom on Thursday. You never know, so...
Well, we just tried to do Rise of Resistance. We were at Hollywood Studios with Judith and Tommy, which are wonderful, and we get to go to dinner with them tonight. But we got boarding passes, and let me check. It keeps moving up, but when I originally got it, it was 5 hours away almost. Oh, tell Brenda I'm wearing my dress. She'll know what I mean. I will, Judith.
But, okay.
boarding pass. Well, Brenda and Judith loved each other. Judith no longer likes me the best. She always liked you more than me.
Well,
but,
yeah.
You know, Brenda passed us both, I think, John.
Well, it happens, you know.
Let me see. Virtual queue. Now it's an hour, 135 minutes, so it's still 2 hours.
2 hours and 15 minutes.
It's too far with us having dinner and getting ready, and but
yeah, priorities.
Yeah, well, I got to sit with you guys and drink more beers. But the pool bar here is beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, the pool is beautiful. And what I noticed last time I was here is actually the but because the water moves like this, you have the big play area and stuff like that, it actually stays colder. So
yes.
It's not stagnant.
Yes.
Like I jumped in the quiet pool at Old Key West yesterday. It's one of the smaller ones.
Bathwater.
Oh my goodness. And that's not refreshing on a 92 degree day to jump into water that's 87.
No,
so,
not at all.
I like the idea that this is constantly moving with all the kinetic materials out there. So that's why if I get back to the resort today, I'm going to go to the big pool down at Old Key West because it's a lot of motion going on.
Well, I think it also keeps it cleaner because it's filtered and water's moving more than being stagnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, our room's nice. It's clean. It's not huge. I mean, it's about the size of a riverside room. I mean, we did check in. I will say it was completely spotless. So, I mean, and my wife gave it the once over, especially after our last experience.
Yeah.
But I had to call down and say, could you please come dust the room, which was a positive thing, John. So we went to Food and Wine yesterday, Flower and Garden. Brenda made me do things that I would never do without her being there. Now we talk about savory and not sweet. I did sweet.
Oh, my goodness, you ate some sweet stuff.
Dude, we did this mousse. I'll say the exact name when we do the show next week, but we did a mousse, and that was absolutely phenomenal. And it was it had pineapple, coconut, and everything else, but it wasn't, like, really oversweet. I think you'd really like it.
Well, maybe because it has the tropical fruits in it and stuff instead of being overly too much chocolate, hazelnut, and that whole bit. So.
No, it wasn't that. Then we also did I'm not going to say this, don't take me the wrong way, but we did the frushi with the whipped cream. But I'll tell you what, again, with the rice, with the all-natural fruit, with the cantaloupe and all, it was out of this world.
I had that a year or two ago with it had strawberries and some other fruits in it, though.
But
it was pretty tasty.
We did do the pork tenderloin. I mean, not the pork tenderloin. I made that at home before we left, but I did the tenderloin at the Canada Pavilion with the scallops. What is that called? Lotus Blossom?
Lotus Blossom. No, the Lotus Blossom is the Japanese one.
Yeah, not the Lotus Blossom.
Northern Bloom.
Northern Bloom.
Yeah.
We did the Northern Bloom. We got the scallops and the beef. Dude, it was so good that it was still hot when we got it. Like, know how you pick up the wrapper? I mean, the container, the carton? It was actually hot to carry. You know you got it good when that happens. Because when if you get a scallop or steak and the container's cold, I don't want it.
Yeah.
But
how was the steak cooked?
Dude, it was meaty. How can I put it? Medium. Not. It wasn't rare, but it was medium. It was medium. And it had a char on top, and it was pink, but it wasn't bleeding. But you would like it because it was very. It was a little less cooked than I normally would make it, but I did enjoy it. As long as there's no blood, I'm good.
So it's about to the point where trying to claim the most people the exact temperature that you want your steak, but it's close enough.
Yes.
Or you, either me or you.
You wouldn't have been dissatisfied because it was so tender. It was perfect. It really was. I mean, you could almost cut it with a fork. It just had that where the skin was hard enough where you needed to pull it apart.
Yeah.
But it seemed tougher. But as soon as you started to chew it, it was like butter. It was really good. And the crowds were perfect there. But today we went to Galaxy's Edge, and Disney can tell me all they want, 35%. It is the most crowded I've ever seen Hollywood Studios in my life.
Well, they opened that Galaxy's Edge, so their normal capacity, at one time, they expended. So now I guess they're 35%. It's very crowded, I'll tell you that.
We did Slinky Dog out of this world. We had a great time. I hit that first thing. I figured, let's go. We got it. We were in there 10 after 9. We headed straight back to Slinky Dog. I figured because standing out in the sun, we'll do that first. Then we came back to do Minnie Mickey's Runaway Train. We couldn't do it. They make you stand on that
so
middle.
So far apart, yeah.
But also, it's right out on the concrete. It is hotter than Toy Story Midway Mania because they had, Slinky Dog. They had no coverage whatsoever. My wife goes, I'm not doing it. She bailed on me, and she's like, you can stay and do it yourself. I'm like, hon, I want to do it with you.
Yeah.
I want to do it with you, but you excited about paddlefish tonight?
Yeah, I think so. There's actually a menu. Well, we talked about the menu and everything, but, yeah, that one scallop dish, that's like somebody asked Lisa what she wants for dinner and then went and made it for her.
Okay.
So she's ecstatic about that. She don't even have to look at the menu if she don't want to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, me, I don't know. Judas and Tommy, they went to Morimoto's last night, and they were talking about chili and sea bass, so that really keyed me up, so I'm wondering if maybe they'll have it on the menu here at Paddlefish. So.
They probably will.
Yeah.
I was looking at that. You know me, I always like the crab cakes, anything to do with crab.
Yeah.
I won't do the boil. It's too messy for dinner tonight. I don't mind the boil if it's like a me and Bran on an afternoon day, but when you're going out with a bunch of group, I don't really feel like snapping crab cakes.
Oh, now he's going to make me self-conscious if I want to get the crab legs. I don't care. I'm going to get the crab legs. I'll get them if I want them.
You can get just the crab legs, but not the boil.
The boil's
too sloppy.
I'm going to get the boil now on purpose.
I don't want to see corn in your teeth,
stuff just flying.
I don't like corn in your teeth.
Corn and taters and crab legs.
But, no, I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm going to get, but it's seafood, so I'll be happy. Seems weird sitting here with each other up close and personal like this. Hopefully when I move here, we can do this all the time.
Well, that'd be a great way to record the podcast for actual, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
No thing.
John, what pool bar do you want to meet at to record this week?
Or a coffee shop or anything, yeah. You know, someplace on property where we go have coffee. So.
No, it would be perfect. Yeah, coffee. Go figure, John. When do you want, what is it?
Well, Sunday mornings, I mean, you know.
What, before 10?
Yeah.
There he is. There's George.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, George? You're fine. You can walk up. We're live. George here from the Wyndham. He's a little shy. He don't want to say hello.
Hi, guys.
There you go.
Man, I walk down here and I see this whole broadcast operation. Yeah. I'm so glad to see you both.
It's just a little microphone on an iPad for here. It makes it easy.
But as far as the audience is concerned, it's a big set like I would do. Yeah.
Be quiet. Don't tell nobody.
Yeah, the studio is awesome. You got to see the studio.
Yes.
Incredible.
I see you guys are already sampling what the Oasis restaurant has to offer. Awesome. I'm very proud of you.
It's beautiful down here. We were just talking about how nice the pool was.
We got the biggest bucket in Disney Springs. It's the perfect place to chill before you head over and invade the... Is it paddlefish today?
Yep, we're going paddlefish today.
I already saw the coming attractions. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we cannot wait. We're really looking forward to
it. For you.
We love it. The little walking bridge, I mean, it's right out the front door from here.
We love that pedestrian bridge. I'm glad you've been able to see it for yourself. You heard Jay and John talk about it. But I'm telling you, I've got kids at home who love Chicken Guy.
Oh, yeah.
And they like those little burgers at STK, and they like that Blaze pizza.
Yep.
They pretty much like everything at Disney Springs. So I'm working at my desk. I get a message at 5 o'clock, and they said, hey, could you pick up some of those Gideon's cookies or those Pickles cupcakes?
Yeah.
So I say, yeah, no problem.
Three-hour wait.
But I get my steps in.
Okay, there you go.
I get my steps in. It's all good.
Gideon's is very popular. I mean, I've seen people up to an hour and a half wait to get in there.
Last night. It was the longest queue in all of Disney Springs. The line went this way, that way.
I'm personally not waiting 3 hours for anything.
For a cupcake?
No.
Dude, I was just at Galaxy's Edge, and we got our boarding pass in the afternoon, and it was 3.5 hours, and that's why I'm sitting here recording, because I'm not waiting 3.5 hours even for Rise of Resistance at this point.
So, we're offering great rates right now, as you guys know and have told your audience. The other thing I think that we're really excited about is the proximity. You can't beat it. Now, some people are concerned about the shuttle buses not in operation right now to the theme parks. What we did is we reduced the prices for the rooms to make up for the inconvenience of needing to get a taxi or a ride share. But we're doing that for people's safety. We've got a pandemic that's still going on. We're asking people to understand that. But the gym is back open with limited capacity. You go down there two at a time. We're getting through it because our guests have been wonderful about it.
No, it's beautiful here. It's a really beautiful resort. Like, literally, if you do rent a car, you're as close to any park as any other Disney resort.
Yep.
And you're a stone throw away from the biggest park for adults, which is Disney Springs. That's what we love.
And then, you know, on October 1st, we got the 50th anniversary of Magic Kingdom, the 50th anniversary of the resort, the 50th anniversary of what was this original hotel way back then.
Yep.
50th anniversary of Walt Disney World Golf.
Yeah.
And the three championship courses. So.
Played Lake Buena Vista a few times myself.
Did you?
Yep.
Yep. I was proud.
I shot 90 from the Blues.
All right. We're doing this in person. First off, congratulations on the 90 and breaking 100.
Yes.
Anyone who doesn't golf doesn't realize how truly hard that is, especially if you keep an honest scorecard like you and I do. But we're going to do this once and for all in person, man to man, eye to eye. Buena. All right, I give up. I'm going to lunch. I'll see you later.
Be good, my friend.
Buena.
Hi, George.
Buena.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
It's still Buena.
No.
I can't help it. Buena. I feel like I'm doing something wrong when I say that.
Kissimmee.
Yo, kiss me. Kissimmee. Dude, if you come up my way and walk down Buena Vista Golf Course and say Buena, they're going to say...
But that's your way.
Get away from here.
That's your way.
But
you're in Florida.
But I can't, I'm not living here yet.
Respect the locals.
You would not... I could just see you on my golf course. You would not call it Buena. You would say, this is... Buena Vista Golf Course is beautiful. There's no way you'd be able... I need to live here for a while. It's like my sister-in-law when she moved south. When she moved out and she said, use. Now, y'all... Now she's home and she's still saying you all. I gotta stop it. How come the northerner leaves but the southerner don't? You ever notice that? The all never leaves. When anybody starts saying you all, they don't ever stop.
It's easy to pick up, so. And it's an easy contraction. And it makes more sense than use guys.
No, you all. Y'all.
Y'all.
Y'all. How you doing? The two Utes. So, but I don't know, John. I'm enjoying. I can't wait to go here tonight.
Yeah, looking for paddlefish. Like I said, I walked past at Gideon's last night. It was ridiculous, the line to get into that place. So I can't imagine the cakes are that good.
Well, the cookies, the cakes, everything. They're saying the cookies is what is the best. I told my wife we need to start baking.
Apparently. I mean, get a retail space at Disney Springs.
No, it's crazy how much people love that. I mean, it's all over Twitter. So I got John shirts, and they didn't show up yet.
Yeah, we all had shirts we were supposed to wear sometime this week.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're all supposed to go to Epcot together, and Judith goes, should we wear them? I'm like, I don't know, Judith. I want to wear them, but I don't want to wear them. I feel bad. I was going to bring you down another one, but I didn't have enough to bring all four of you in the sizes that I need, so I felt bad. So what do?
You'll be all right.
So, I don't know. So you enjoyed it. What are you doing? So you're going to Epcot with us tomorrow, and what are you doing? The Magic Kingdom on Friday?
Yeah, we got Magic Kingdom on Thursday.
And then you're going to do the old hop, skip, and a jump to Studios?
We might or might not. I really don't know. We might try to get over to Studios. Really depends how beastly hot it is. I think it might actually rain Thursday, so that would be the day we're out there. And if it rains, it'll cool things off a little bit.
I will tell you one thing, though. Last night... My wife was her favorite part of the trip, being at Flower and Garden with all the booths, and it was perfect there. The crowds, it was like this. It was like you had room to do things. Where Studios today, we were very unhappy. You know what the longest wait we did for anything?
You said people mover on.
It was crazy, dude. It was 45 minutes, and you want to know the?
Well, it just reopened. So.
But you want to know the crazy part of it is, they put me and Brenda on one train alone. That's how they're doing it. Individual trains for each person. That is, it's nuts. Yeah. I don't understand it, but they'll let you. The thing I still don't understand, though, is they'll do that. But then I walked to Tomorrowland Terrace, and there's 150 people in there having lunch with no masks. Like, does it, it doesn't, we're outside. I think they could put a couple people in each car.
Yeah, I would think so. I think as long as they skipped every other car or something. Yeah, and that's what we're doing in just about everything, so.
Have they updated any of the size, the amount of people you can have on the buses?
No, that's still the same. It runs between, and what really stinks is if I'm trying to load a bunch of people and there's a bunch of ones and twos.
Yeah.
And I mean, and usually when I'm out there, I'm a one or a two, so I'm not saying anything bad about that, but if you have to put a single person in a five spot area, that just completely kills.
Yeah, it takes up all the space, but you don't want to be that guy, the bad bus driver to make a move. Dude, we went to the Grand Floridian on Monday, and we're going to do the walking trail. As we're walking through the resort, a boat pulls up, and it's all for us. I said to Brenda, we could walk, but I really don't. We can't turn this down. He offered us, it was just the two of us. We took a beautiful ride on the little boat, the nice one. It was such a nice ride. It was even romantic with her with me, she said. Being with me, John, wasn't that shocking?
You say?
Captain Handsome. She'll see you tonight and call you Johnny Orlando.
All right, Johnny Orlando here. Actually, so let's see. We got here Sunday night, and we didn't do much of anything. And we were trying to get over to Disney Springs. Went down and waited for the bus.
Yeah.
Bus got there. It was full. So, and what I should have done, obviously, is walked over to. The lobby area, the hospitality house, but we didn't. We were at Miller's Road. We just sat there. The bus was full, didn't pick us up. So we just turned around, went back. I ordered a pizza and chicken wings from a local restaurant that delivers here on property. What do you think I paid for a large pizza and chicken wings?
Let me see. I'm going to go. I'm going to try to be, I'm going to give you jersey numbers, probably $30. Lower.
$62.
Holy.
For a large pizza with five toppings and chicken wings.
Oh, my God.
I felt so rooked. I mean, that would have been, that's dinner out at. So.
Now, you didn't ask them before they delivered it?
No, that's the price they gave me, but by that time we were also hungry, and I'm like, oh, God, okay, all right, fine.
I'd have called an Uber and gone to the Springs.
Yeah, well, obviously, or done Uber Eats. I mean, that's what I did yesterday, get Lisa a Chick-fil-A, you know, and then I ended up paying $18 for Chick-fil-A lunch, but, you know, that is what it is.
Yes.
But $62 plus a tip, you know, and I mean, obviously, I have to give the guy a tip.
Yeah, it ain't his fault. He's not charging the price.
Holy crap. So just be aware, do not order pizza from Giordano's.
Everything around here, though. I mean, last night we were going to, because we're staying here at the Wyndham, so you do have to pay for parking at the theme park. But we were going to take an Uber. Well, the bottom line was the Uber, they know how busy things are right now. They wanted $32 to take us to.
Yeah.
So I said, Brent, we paid for the car. We're just going to drive.
Yeah. Rush part. What is it called? Rush or crush or something where their increased demand makes their
high rate. Yeah. There's a high rate time. So then I got a hold of Lyft, and then I thought about it. Lyft was going to be $18, which was cheaper. Lyft was way cheaper. But I said to Brent, let's go over. Let's just pay to $25 and go to Epcot and park, and we can leave. We what? But I was shocked about how much that was.
Oh, you should have just, Doug, you should have just called me and got my parking pass. We don't need it, so.
But, yeah, I hear you. I could have. I didn't need me. You know, but it was okay. It's vacation. Today, we ate at ABC Commissary. What do you, me and Brenda each had the shrimp tacos.
Yeah.
I had a Bud Light. Brenda had a wine. And I got a side order of fries. What do you think that was?
48.
You were close, $50 with tax.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like Tommy and me were talking, Tommy goes, Judith handles everything. He goes, because they ate at Marymount Asia. And he said, it was pricey, but what are you going to do? I said, no more pricey than what we just got. He goes, well, how much was it? I said, $50. He goes, what? Because he got a burger and she got the shrimp tacos and stuff, and his was probably, and they got drinks, so theirs was probably close to the same thing. So, four of us at ABC Commissary was $100.
Yeah.
So, everything, like you were saying, everything's expensive. On property isn't anything more than off right now.
Yeah.
Everything's crazy, but you're on vacation. What are you going to do?
Yeah, so
look at the beautiful view.
Quite a lot of beauty to look at around here.
Yes, it really looks nice. Don't tell Brenda or Lisa we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Hey, but just because you're on a diet doesn't mean you can't look at the menu.
There you go. There you go.
But yeah, we tried to get over to Disney Springs again yesterday. Took Lisa's chair. We did the walk from, and yeah, you can walk from Milky West all the way to Disney Springs.
I seen you posted that yesterday.
Yeah, and it was a lovely, beautiful walk, and it would be even better if the boats were going, because you'd have the boats coming by to add to the scenery. But regardless, it was a gorgeous walk. But Lisa's power chair died.
Oh, geez.
When we got over to the Springs, so we had to take a bus back. And so that's what, just why I was in a horrible ass mood yesterday.
Yeah, I could tell when I called you last night. I was like, what did John eat?
That
was on fire.
But we made up for it. We went back over in the evening. And Judith and Tommy were actually going to dinner at the same time we were. So they were able to give us a ride.
That was nice.
Yeah, so we rode with them. They ate at Morimoto, and we had dinner at Edison. And Edison was spectacular. That bacon dish was, I don't know what they did to that bacon, but it's something very special.
It's a candy bacon. It's probably like that bacon they had at the Bee. No?
Yeah.
It was candy.
Dennis raved about that at that time. So,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was good. I had short ribs, mashed potatoes, candied carrots. And they were good, but Lisa's prime rib was unbelievable. So I had to steal a hunk of that, of course. So.
Yeah, well, we don't get prime rib tonight at the Paddlefish, right? Are we going to try any of that?
No, we're getting seafood tonight.
Okay, all seafood.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have a good time. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, too, big time at Epcot.
Yeah, and now JJ's actually going to go. He had me making a park reservation, so I'm excited. He's going to actually meet everybody.
How'd that happen?
He said he got bored sitting in the room all day. I said, really?
All right. No video games or none. He's going to hang out with us.
Yeah, he's going to hang out.
He might not come back at night, but he'll come during the day.
At some point, he'll probably take a bus back to the resort, but he'll be there for a while, and we can ride.
So how much can I pick on him?
You gauge how you feel about it. So
I'm allowed to see Davis boys tease. That's what we do. We only joke. We joke because we care.
I don't know if that's a Davis boy thing or if that's a whole Jersey thing about busking balls.
I ain't even going there. I'm just going to be like kidding around about going on rides. Because we're looking for you doing test track tomorrow. Yeah, he shut down last night.
If he's going, then I definitely want to do test track. Yeah. And I don't know about Thorn, but definitely test track.
Well, so. Brenda wants to do Thorn, so I have to do that.
And so Lisa probably won't ride that stuff, but I know JJ will. So.
Well, Judith and Tommy will be there, and we should have a good time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyhow, I ended up renting her a scooter from somebody else, so that's going to get delivered tomorrow morning. So.
Well, you should have told me. I would have called.
I don't want to deal with that place.
Okay, so we might have to get rid of them now.
Yeah, they were really snotty with me last time, so I'd rather just pay for myself and, than to deal with an attitude. And no offense against New Jersey people, but you can tell she's from up north. And she,
oh, geez. How do you know that?
The accent.
Oh, stop. She might have developed one from somebody else. But anywho. But no, I can't wait for tomorrow. The Wyndham here has been good to us. I'm glad they invited me down. I wouldn't have got to see you guys.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like you're enjoying yourself.
Yep. Beautiful views. I mean, this pool, I might have to do a cannonball in it before the trip's over.
Oh,
I don't swim a lot.
You're almost required to.
You're required to. But anywho, we're going to end this right now. Cheers to you, John.
Cheers.
And we will continue this on Sunday show when we get home. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Have a good time.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools and pay our tabs and get on out of here. If you guys could you please head over to iTunes if you enjoy the show and leave us a review? We'd really appreciate it. Even if you don't, we'd really appreciate it. Also, you can head over to Twitter and find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us both at WDW Main Street on Twitter and Facebook. Also, head over to Podbeam and check out WDW Main Street, and you can find all our sponsors there. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys.